Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Samaveta Bhakta Vrindiki Jai, Go Premanandi, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Sri Gunji Granga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswata Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pashtacha Desha Tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasmi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 71, Verse 14. Tatora tadvipata sadi nayakai. Karalaya parivrita atma sinaya. Merdanga ber anaka shanka gomukai. Gosha goshita kakuba nirakrama.
Okay. Tata, then Narata, of his chariots, Dvipa, elephants, Bhatta, infantry, Sadi, cavalry, Nayaka, with leaders, Karalaya, fearsome, Harivritta, surrounded, Atma, personal, Senaya, by his army, Mrudanga, by Mrudanga drums, Berry horns, Anaka, kettle drums, Shanka, conch shells, Gomukai, Gomukha horns, Pragosha, by resounding, Goshita, filled with vibrations, Kakuba, all directions, Nirakrama, he went out. As the vibrations resounding from mridangas, berries, kettle drums, conch shells, and gomukhas filled the sky in all directions, Lord Krishna set out on his journey. He was accompanied by the chief officers of his corps of chariots, elephants, infantry, and cavalry, and surrounded on all sides by his fierce personal bodyguard. Lord Achyuta's faithful wives, along with their children, followed the Lord on golden palanquins carried by powerful men. The queens were adorned with fine clothing, ornaments, fragrant oils, and flower garlands, and they were surrounded on all sides by soldiers carrying swords and shields in their hands. Purport, according to Sridhar Swami, the word Vanji indicates that some of the Lord Krishna's queens were transported by horse-drawn conveyances. On all sides proceeded finely adorned women attendants of the royal household as well as courtesans. They rode on palanquins and camels, bulls and buffalo, donkeys, mules, bullock carts and elephants. Their conveyances were all fully loaded with grass, tents, blankets, clothes, and other items for the trip. Purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explains that the household attendants mentioned here included washerwomen and other helpers. The Lord's army boasted royal umbrellas, chamara fans, and huge flagpoles with waving banners. During the day, the sun's rays reflected brightly from the soldiers' fine weapons, jewelry, helmets, and armor. Thus, Lord Krishna's army, noisy with shouts and clatter, appeared like an ocean stirred with agitated waves and tamingala fish. Honored by Sri Krishna, the chief of the Yadus, Narada Muni bowed down to the Lord. All of Narada's senses were satisfied by his meeting with Lord Krishna. Thus, having heard the decision of the Lord and having been worshipped by him, Narada placed him firmly within his heart and departed through the sky. With pleasing words, the Lord addressed the messenger sent by the kings. My dear messenger, I wish all good fortune to you. I shall arrange for the killing of King Magadha. Do not fear. Purport, the statement Ma Baishta, do not fear, is in the plural, being intended for both the messenger and the king. Similarly, the expression Bhadram Va, blessings unto you, is also in the plural, expressing similar intent. Thus addressed, the messenger departed and accurately related the Lord's message to the kings. Eager for freedom, they then waited expectantly for their meeting with Lord Krishna. Purport, the great Vaishnava scholar Srila Jiva Goswami comments here that by force of circumstances, the kings began focusing their attention on Lord Krishna alone. As he traveled through the provinces of Anarta, Sauvira, Marudesh, and Vinashana, Lord Hari crossed rivers and passed mountains, cities, villages, cow pastures, and quarries. After crossing the rivers of Drishadvati and Sarasvati, he passed through Panchala and Matsya and finally came to Indraprastha. King Yudhishthira was delighted to hear that the Lord, whom human beings rarely see, had now arrived. Accompanied by his priests and dear associates, the king came out to meet Lord Krishna. As songs and musical instruments resounded along with the loud vibrations of Vedic hymns, the king went forth with great reverence to meet Lord Hrishikesha, just as the senses go forth to meet the consciousness of life. Purport: Lord Krishna is here described as Hrishikesha, the Lord of the senses, and King Yudhishthira is rushing to the Lord as compared to the senses, eagerly joining the consciousness of life. Without consciousness, the senses are useless. Indeed, the senses function through consciousness. Similarly, when the individual souls are bereft of Krishna consciousness, love of God, they enter into a useless and illusory struggle called material existence. Pure devotees like King Yudhishthira are never bereft of the Lord's association, for they keep him always within their heart. And yet they feel special ecstasy when they see the Lord after long separation, as described here. The heart of King Yudhishthira melted with affection when he saw his dearmost friend, Lord Krishna, after such a long separation, and he embraced the Lord again and again. The eternal form of Lord Krishna is the everlasting residence of the goddess of fortune. As soon as King Yudhishthira embraced him, the king became free of all contamination of material existence. He immediately felt transcendental bliss and merged in an ocean of happiness. There were tears in his eyes and his body shook due to ecstasy. He completely forgot that he was living in this material world. The above translation is taken from Krishna, Prabhupada's Krishna. Then Bhima, his eyes brimming with tears, laughed with joy as he embraces his maternal cousin, Krishna. Arjuna and the twins, Nakula and Sahadeva, also joyfully embraced their dearmost friend, the infallible Lord, and they cried profusely. After Arjuna had embraced him once more and Nakula and Sahadeva had offered him their obeisances, Lord Krishna bowed down to the brahmanas and elders present, and thus properly honoring the respectable members of the Kuru, Srinjai, and Kaikaya clans. Purport: Srila Sridhar Swami mentioned that since Arjuna was considered Lord Krishna's social equal, when Arjuna tried to bow down to him, Lord Krishna held Arjuna by his arm so he would only embrace him. The twins, however, being junior cousins, bowed down and grasped Lord Krishna's feet. Suttas, Magadas, Gandharvas, Vandis, jesters, and Brahmanas all glorify the lotus-eyed Lord, some reciting prayers, some dancing and singing, as mridangas, conch shells, kettle drums, veenas, panavas, and gomukhas resounded. Thus, surrounded by his well-wishing relatives and praised on all sides, Lord Krishna, the crest jewel of the justly renowned, entered the decorated city. Prabhupada writes, while Lord Krishna was entering the city, all the people were talking among themselves about the glories of the Lord, praising his transcendental name, qualities, form, etc. The roads of Indraprastha were sprinkled with water, perfumed by liquid from elephants' foreheads, and colorful flags, golden gateways, and full water pots enhanced the city splendor. Men and young girls were beautifully arrayed in fine new garments adorned with flower garlands and ornaments and anointed with aromatic sandalwood paste. Every home displayed glowing lamps and respectful offerings, and from the holes of the lattice windows drifted incense, further beautifying the city. Banners waved and roofs were decorated with golden domes and broad silver bases. Thus Krishna saw the royal city, the king of the Kurus. Purport: Srila Prabhupada adds in this connection, Lord Krishna thus entered the city, the Pandavas, enjoyed the beautiful atmosphere and slowly proceeded ahead. When the young women of the city heard that Lord Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure for human eyes, had arrived, they hurriedly went onto the royal road to see him. They abandoned their household duties and even left their husbands in bed, and in their eagerness the knots of the hair and garments came loose. The royal road being quite crowded with elephants, horses, chariots, and foot soldiers, the women climbed on the tops of the houses where they caught sight of Lord Krishna and his queens. The city ladies scattered flowers upon the Lord, embraced him in their minds, and expressed their heartfelt welcome with broadly smiling glances. Purport: Srila Siddhaswami comments that the ladies communicated through their affectionate glances, their eager inquiries as to the comfort of Lord Krishna's trip, and so on. In other words, in their ecstasy, they intensely desired to serve the Lord. Observing Lord Mukunda's wives passing on the road like stars accompanying the moon, the women exclaimed, "What have these ladies done so that the best of men bestows upon their eyes the joy of his generous smiles and playful sidelong glances?" In various places, citizens of the city came forward holding auspicious offerings for Lord Krishna, and sinless leaders of occupational guilds came forward to worship the Lord. Purport: Srila Prabhupada writes, "While Lord Krishna was thus passing on the road, at intervals some of the citizens who were all rich, respectable, and free from sinful activities, presented auspicious articles to the Lord just to offer him a reception to the city. Thus they worshipped him as humble servitors. With wide open eyes, the members of the royal household came forward in a flurry to lovingly greet Lord Mukunda, and thus the Lord entered the royal palace. When Queen Pratha saw her nephew Krishna, the master of the three worlds, her heart became filled with love. Rising from her couch with her daughter-in-law, she embraced the Lord. Queen Kunti's daughter-in-law is the famous Draupadi. King Yudhishthira respectfully brought Lord Govinda, the supreme god of gods, to his personal quarters. The king was so overwhelmed with joy that he could not remember all the rituals of worship. Purport: Srila Prabhupada writes, "As he brought Krishna within the palace, King Yudhishthira became so confused in his jubilation that he practically forgot what he was to do at that time in order to receive Krishna and worship him properly. Lord Krishna bowed down to his aunt and the wives of his elders, O king, and then Draupadi and the Lord's sister bowed down to him. Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord Krishna delightfully offered his respectful obeisances to Kunti and the elder ladies of the palace. His younger sister Subhadra was also standing there with Draupadi, and both offered their respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of the Lord. Encouraged by his mother-in-law, Draupadi worshipped all of Lord Krishna's wives, including Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Jambavati, Kalundi, Mitravinda, the descendant of Shibi, the chest Nagna, Jiti, and the other queens of the Lord who were present. Draupadi honored them all with such gifts as clothing, flower garlands, and jewelry. King Yudhishthira arranged for Krishna's rest and saw to it that all who came along with him, namely his queens, soldiers, ministers, and secretaries, were comfortably situated. He arranged that they would experience a new feature of reception every day while staying as guests of the Pandavas. Purport: This translation is taken from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. Desiring to please Lord King Yudhishthira, the Lord resided at Indraprastha for several months. During his stay, he and Arjuna satisfied the fire god by offering him the Khandava forest, and they saved Maya Danava, who then built King Yudhishthira a celestial assembly hall. The Lord also took the opportunity to go riding on his chariot in the company of Arjuna, surrounded by a retinue of soldiers. Purport: Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna, "It was during this time that Lord Sri Krishna, with the help of Arjuna, for the satisfaction of the fire god Agni, allowed Agni to devour the Khandava forest. During the forest fire, Krishna saved the demon Mayasura, who was hiding in the forest. Upon being saved, Mayasura felt obliged to the Pandavas and Lord Krishna, and he constructed a wonderful assembly house within the city of Hastinapur."
Should be Indraprastha. In this way, Lord Krishna, in order to please King Yudhisthira, remained in the city of Hastinapur for several months. During his stay, he enjoyed strolling here and there. He used to drive on chariots along with Arjuna, and many warriors and soldiers used to follow them. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, the 71st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, The Lord Travels to Indraprastha. So this is all just narrative describing how Krishna went from Dwarka to Indraprastha. And the whole point is to show the great celebration that took place as they journeyed. Of course, they went by, as I mentioned here, various vehicles and palanquins and animals used as vehicles, etc., and soldiers walking, etc., along with music and other things. Eventually they arrived at the city of the Pandavas, where they were welcomed very nicely. And of course, it's described how Yudhisthira and the other Pandavas had been feeling separation. And then when Krishna came, they became overjoyed. And in relation to that, there's this comparison of how senses rush towards the pranas. So in the same way, the Pandavas rush towards Krishna, who is like their very life and soul. This expresses the spontaneous attachment that the Pandavas had for Krishna. So though it mentions that King Yudhisthira forgot about the contamination of material existence, etc., this is just obviously figurative, because he's actually an eternal associate of the Lord. But it's there to express his great joy on seeing the Lord and his experience of happiness and purity, etc., on seeing Krishna. So like the Pandavas, then we see all of the inhabitants of the city also experience similar joy. And we see in other places also, when Lord Krishna went out to journey from one place to the other, then at the various cities, people would see him and welcome him and feel overjoyed. So in this way, a lot of different people got the opportunity to meet Krishna. They couldn't associate with him intimately, but at least they got to see him and perhaps associate with others who were his associates. So there was some sort of association of these people. Nevertheless, the main personalities got direct association with the Lord. So therefore, that is described here. That is the Pandavas and Draupadi and the elders of the dynasty. So when Krishna appears within this material world, of course he associates intimately with his eternal associates, or with sadhana siddhas who are with him at that time in Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwarka. So that's let's say their qualification is there, so that's why the Lord associates with them in such a way. Nevertheless, there are others that get to associate more distantly, as we see in Indraprastha and also in Dwarka, and people on the way who get to see Krishna. So there's opportunity for others as well, not just the eternal associates of the Lord, but others as well, to see the Lord, and that way they get some benefit from him. But it's also expected that their relationship is much weaker. They have the good fortune of meeting the Lord, but nevertheless their attachment to the Lord is on a much lesser level. So therefore, they don't get such intimate association. Nevertheless, they do establish a positive relationship or sthayi bhava with the Lord of some sort, like a form of weak dasya, something like that. So in this way, the various people get some experience of a relationship with Krishna. But the those who have stronger relationship, then they intimately relate with the Lord.
So therefore, we have Pandavas in a very special position. And the Lord went to Indraprastha, especially to meet the Pandavas. Of course, he had some special mission in going there because they wanted to kill Jarasandha. But apart from that, this was an opportunity to meet the Pandavas and give joy to them. So we see here that Lord Krishna stayed there for several months. He just didn't say, okay, now we're going to go out and kill Jarasandha and take Bhima and Arjuna with him. But he stayed there for some time to satisfy all the people there, including the Pandavas. And also through that, Krishna got his satisfaction. It also mentions here how they arranged every day that everyone would have some different types of amusements and diversions, etc. So the Pandavas are very careful to arrange for everyone so that they were continually occupied in different ways and became blissful. So in this way, Krishna is attached to his devotees, and in this way he went there personally. Though it took some time, they had this huge caravan of people going, etc. So some endeavor was involved, yet Krishna did this to meet his great devotees. And then he stayed there with them. So this is often glorified, that the Pandavas are so intimate with the Lord that the Lord stays in their house. So definitely they had a very special position. The Lord had great attraction to them because of their devotion. Generally, Krishna stays in Dwarka, his own place, but then he made special effort to go to Indraprastha, where the Pandavas were staying, and then he stayed there for several months. So this is an indication of his great attachment to his devotees. In this way, Krishna, we could say, is controlled by his devotees and is willing to do many things for them. So that is the main import here, to show how Krishna was so attached to them that he made this very special arrangement of going there with all of his attendants in his palace and his queens and everyone else. In this way, the Pandavas were very, very happy. In all relationships of all the devotees in prema, there are two aspects: being with the Lord and being separate from the Lord. So it's to be expected, therefore, that there's going to be these two things, grief and separation and joy in meeting. But both are parts of prema itself. And in the separation, it looks like it's lamentation, but it's another aspect of joy, again, which sounds difficult for us to believe or understand. But it is actually part of prema itself and the part of the highest happiness. So some people cannot appreciate that, and therefore they prefer a less intense relationship. And therefore, if there is separation, less intense feelings of lamentation or whatever. So in Shantarasa, they also have a type of separation, but there's no intense feelings there. But as we progress upwards in the more intense relationships, the separation leads to greater experiences of pain and lamentation until we get to Madhurya Rasa, where we get the highest degree of all. And therefore, we see in the gopis extreme displays of pain and lamentation and separation from Krishna. But again, it's part of prema itself. So the Pandavas also had separation from the Lord. In fact, prolonged separation. So Krishna would come for 2 months, but then he would go away again. He would come for the Rajasuya sacrifice, and then he would leave again. And then he would go back to Dwarka. So they had very prominent separation from Krishna. But yet, Krishna would also go there periodically. So this is one opportunity where he went there. They had, because they are in Dasya and Sakya Rasa prominently, they had rather intense feelings of separation, but not so intense as the
people of Vrindavan and the gopis, etc. Some separation, feelings of separation were there. So when Krishna arrived, therefore, they felt this great experience of joy in their heart. That is expressed here by saying how it's like the senses going to the pranas. And so the Pandavas felt completely dependent on Krishna, and they rushed towards him to welcome him to the city. So in this way, they have separation, and then they have union with Krishna here. Then it describes at the end of this chapter how during this time, Krishna did various things, including he arranged for the hall to be built, famous hall that caused problems for Duryodhana later on. Skill of the Maya, Danava demon, they got this hall, etc. So, in this way, when Krishna was there, he performed various services for the Pandavas as well. No, it's just a different aspect of love. So in meeting there is symptoms of joy and ecstasy. In separation, it doesn't look like joy, it looks like lamentation and pain. And we have different symptoms there as well. But as I said, that is part of prema itself, so it's not real lamentation. That wouldn't be there unless that intense love was there to begin with. So it's all based upon their intense love of the Lord, which gives rise to bliss. The feelings and separation are ultimately dependent upon the relationship itself, and all of those symptoms of lamentation, etc., are what we call the vebhichari bhavas, the secondary, temporary symptoms that accompany that, but all dependent upon the rasa, or the main sthayi bhava, which gives rise to joy. So, quite dependent upon the main, the sthayi bhava.
When there is a meeting, there is again fear of separation. When there is a meeting, there is again fear of separation.
Yeah.
So, when there is separation, feeling of separation, seems that because according to Guru Sambhava, we take a mode of separation, not the union in Guru Sambhava.
Well, the feelings become more intense. The love becomes more intense in the separation. So that's why, and then the symptoms become more extreme. So we get unique symptoms in that separation, particularly in Madhurya Rasa. So therefore, that's why it is considered the highest in one sense, because it gives rise to the most extraordinary symptoms of in Mahabhava.
As a sadhaka, let me see now, devotees try to move the spiritual world. So, is it necessary for devotees to move the spiritual world? Because in the spiritual world, you feel the Lord. No. That because Lord is there always. And in the material world, there is separation. Lord and the devotees.
Yeah.
So, is it not that material world is better than the spiritual world?
Well, there's separation in the spiritual world also. It is not so prolonged as in Vrindavan, but nevertheless, there is separation there in the spiritual world. It may be temporary, a few days or whatever, but even there, Sanatana Goswami describes that Krishna also just taken away Brahakura, then he goes off to Mathura for some time, and then he comes back again. So they do have some more prolonged separation, but not as prolonged as we have here in the material world.
Lord is in the offering world, separated from a pure devotee. He will always be conscious of the Lord. He will not have any entering it. Even if the Lord is not there,
Yeah, so there is internal appearance of the Lord that takes place for the devotees in separation, and that also gives them some satisfaction so they can tolerate that situation. Nevertheless, they do desire to have the personal presence of the Lord also at a certain point. So therefore, it's not completely satisfying for them. And then when they meet the Lord, then they're worried he'll leave again. So even in meeting, there is a problem. Particularly in Madhurya Rasa again. So Krishna says, well, I'm in Dwarka, and even if I go back, it's not going to solve the problem, because when I go back, then they'll fear that I'm going to leave. So there'll still be have pain when I'm in there. So why should I go back then? That's the one excuse he gives for not going back. He says he cannot solve their problem by going back. That, of course, that we could say is maybe a superficial argument. But there is type of separation, which is not real separation, but when Krishna's present, they go into a state where they feel Krishna's disappeared. And they think Krishna's gone, but he's standing right there. But due to their ecstatic symptoms.
It's called Prema Vaishitra something.
Yeah. So that experience is also there. So, but nevertheless, as I said, all of these experiences of separation are actually part of prema, and they give variety to it.
This is the contrast. In Vrindavan, Lord, when he was a Dasa Trader, he lives in separation from them. Whereas in Dwarka, he simultaneously is present in each of the palaces and the queen. How to understand that?
Well, of course, that's a different. It's Madhurya Rasa, but it's also married. But he does leave sometimes. He does go away, and then he comes back again. So when he comes back, there's a description in the first canto of how they welcome him back to Dwarka when he comes there. They're in separation. He comes back. So they have some sort of separation also.
What about this? There is no explanation regarding this. 16,000 waves are coming to Indravastu. Only some of the waves are coming. Only 16,000 waves are coming.
Yeah.
So that means there
is a separation. I suppose so. But did he actually rescue them yet at this time? The 16,000 queens are all married to all of them, I think, at this time? Okay.
No, not yet. Because by the time we have grandchildren also,
You may not have taken them all. I don't know. So there'd be separation for some then in that case.
Krishna often travels from Dwarka then to Pandavas. So it is a gap for them to feel the separation. Sometimes he was in Dwarka, then when he lived to Pandavas, there was separation there, and when Krishna back to Dwarka, Pandavas was separated.
Yeah.
But here we are at time 4 years, we have already heard about it. So how to keep that separation for our case?
For our
case, we have been here for time 4 years.
How to?
Bring back the separation. Feel the separation.
Bring back separation.
Feel the separation from the Lord.
How to feel it?
How to overcome the separation from the Lord?
Feel that separation. Because we are time immemorial in this world, we have forgotten.
Okay.
So how to feel that separation in this world? What is saying for us?
It is still that son, Bobby Bada Pandey.
Well, we find that for people who are doing sadhana, then it's a little different because they haven't attained prema yet. So the separation in prema does not exist for them. But they have a longing to attain prema and through that to meet the Lord. So that is expressed in many of the verses of different personalities where they say, when will I see Krishna? When will I get to enter into the place of Vrindavan and to the groves of Vrindavan, etc.? So they express it through longing to eventually participate in the pastimes with Krishna. So that's the extent of the feelings of separation that we have in terms of longing. Yeah. Well, of course, you can't feel separation unless you have attachment already. So the less attachment in hell, obviously, the less separation you're going to feel. The more attached you become, then the more you feel that. So therefore, the advanced devotees, they express themselves in this way, a longing to attain the Lord. Whereas initial neophytes or devotees at the beginning of practice won't have such feelings.
Neophyte devotees, they give up a lot of association. Because Lord is not giving me what I
asked
Him.
Yeah, well, they obviously don't have much of an attachment to the Lord already, so they can be discarded, you know, due to material frustrations or whatnot. No, we get that with Madhavendra Puri and whatnot like that. He showed that mood also. Or we find Jayadev Goswami also expresses that mood of separation. Yeah, just automatically there. But it becomes more prominent, we can say, or glorified in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Yeah. Also. Well, it's expressed in all relationships, but it's less intense than in Madhurya Rasa. That's all. So there's in terms of all the rasas and nectar devotion, it explains the rasa in union, rasa in separation for Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and even Shanta.
But Narada has a
chance for us to recall the relation.
What's that?
Lord has created this prakriti for us to recall the relation with Him, to go back and call Him.
Well, dual. If we don't want to remember, we can stay here also. That's for that purpose as well.
There is an envy there in a spiritual world.
Well, there is spiritual. So the gopis are envious of each other in relation to Krishna. But that's only an aspect of their prema. That's all. So it's not material.
Nirantara Sri Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki.